Democrat Peter Harcum is the majority leader of the Westchester County Board of Legislators. He has written to the Secretary of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, requesting a comment period extension for the proposed Algonquin Incremental Market Project and expressing his concerns about how the project will impact public safety and the environment.
So first and foremost, we were asking for more time. And then we were asking for the Board of Legislators to be an agency of record because so much of Westchester would be impacted by this, including county parkland, wells, septic systems, the river. You know, there are a whole host of environmental concerns.
He says many of his constituents only recently became aware of the proposed project. He was hoping to see the comment period extended until November or December 15th. A FERC spokeswoman explains that the comment period, which the agency mistakenly scheduled to end October 14th, actually ended October 15th because the 14th was a holiday, Columbus Day. Regardless, she says FERC will continue to accept comments that are accompanied by explanations of why the comments are late. She says there is no set cutoff date for this, as FERC will accept comments until Houston-based Spectra Energy, which is proposing the project, files a formal application. The project is currently in a so-called pre-file process. Harcum, whose northern Westchester district includes Mount Kisco and North Salem, says at this point he neither supports nor opposes the proposed project.
You know, when you're talking about running high-pressurized gas pipes underground through parkland, through areas that are not municipal water, but are rather wells from aquifers, when everybody's on septic systems, you know, these are all things that could be impacted by this, and we just want to make sure that all of the safeguards and studies are done to ensure public safety and public health.
Spectra's project would expand the pipeline capacity of its existing Algonquin gas transmission system. This expansion would go from Rockland County in New York toward Boston, including Connecticut and Rhode Island along the way. Spectra's construction proposal includes 1.2 miles of new pipeline to be installed beneath the Hudson River using horizontal drilling. Harcum says there is concern that the proposed construction will cross several residential neighborhoods in northern Westchester, including Cortland, Yorktown, and Somers, along with Peekskill. Plus, he says pipeline construction is planned on several miles of the county's Blue Mountain Reservation in Peekskill, a popular hiking area and recreational spot. Harcum also has requested that the Westchester County Board of Legislators become a stakeholder in the process.
What I'm requesting is that the Board of Legislators be named as an interested party because this goes through so many municipalities and impacts county property and so many of our constituents that you know, I feel that we should be named as an interested party so that we have a seat at the table.
As part of the pre-file process, FERC is conducting a review of environmental impacts. A Spectra spokeswoman did not respond in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.